Mark Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John chapter 6, verse 33 and 35. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad you've turned your radio dial to join us for a few moments of fellowship around God's Word today. We're studying from the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, chapter 3. Now, those of you who do not have a Bible or a New Testament, we'd like to mail to you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the Bible in one volume. And we'll be studying also in the New Testament today and giving you scriptures that you can look up in the New Testament. And so we do invite you, if you do not have a Bible or New Testament, to write to us, and we'll send you a New Testament absolutely free and postage paid. All we need is your name, your mailing address, printed clearly, including the name of your country. And we will be delighted to send back to you this free New Testament. We'll send you a 2007 pocket calendar. We'll send you our picture. We'll send you an outline of our study from God's Word. We'll send you other Christian literature that'll help you grow in the knowledge of the Lord. And we'll send you the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course, which is absolutely free. All of these materials will be sent to you in a packet and be addressed to you. All we need is your name and your mailing address printed clearly, including the name of your country. It's very important you include the name of your country. And once we receive your letter, we will be delighted to put together these items and to mail them back to you, surface mail. It will come surface mail, and that means it'll take a little longer to get there. The reason is because we do not have a lot of finances to help us in our ministry. Our ministry is a faith ministry. We often get letters from people wanting financial help, and we're not able to grant financial help because we're a faith ministry. Unless somebody provides funds for us first that's designated for that ministry, that's the only way we can give any financial help to anyone. And so we do not have money to send these items first class. We have to send them by surface mail, so it will take a little longer for you to get them. Also, we'll send mailbags to different ones who've requested large quantities of materials. We send mailbags, and the mailbags have to go by surface, which means that it'll take a couple of 3 months, maybe, for you to get the mailbag. We will send you a letter letting you know that it's on the way, and you may get the letter immediately, but it'll take a little while before you'll get the mailbag and the packet. So please be patient as we seek to get these materials in your hands so you can study God's Word with us and can grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Now, quickly, I'll give you our mailing address, and then we're going to get into our Bible study. I hope you have a pencil or paper handy. This is the way you'll make out the address on your letter. You can make it out to me, capital B-O-B, Bob Griggs, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. Then capital, on the next line, you'll put capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X, which stands for Post Office Box. And the box number is 825. And then on the next line, you'll put Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for our state, Colorado. And then the zip code is very important. 8-1-1-3-7, 811-0825. Again, 811-37-0825. And then on the last line, you'll write United States of America. And that's very important. United, capital United, States, capital States, of, capital OF, America, capital America. United States of America. We do look forward to hearing from you. Be sure you print your name, your mailing address, including the name of your country, clearly, because sometimes we cannot make out a writing when people write it, and that's why we ask you to print clearly your name and address, because we want to send these items to you, and we'll send them to you free and postage paid. Now, today, we've seen that, back to our study in Genesis, we see that Adam and Eve have disobeyed God. They have done what God said not to do there in this beautiful garden called Eden. They have partaken of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Up until this time, they have been in a state of innocence. But now we see everything has changed. They've lost their innocence. They're ashamed of their nakedness. Before they were naked, they were not ashamed. They didn't realize they were even naked. Now they've lost their innocence, and they're ashamed, and so they make fig leaves to cover up their nakedness. They're now experiencing fear when they heard God coming in the garden. They hide themselves because they're afraid. Never before have they been afraid. And thus we see they lay the blame on others. They don't accept the blame, but they say, "She made me do it," or "The serpent made me do it." And thus, in verse 14, we see the Lord God said unto the serpent. This is Genesis 3:14. "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life." Now this was the curse that was put on this beautiful creature called the serpent. Today, the snake, we often call it the snake or the serpent, we don't consider it to be beautiful. And it crawls around on its belly, on its stomach now. But apparently at one time it had legs. And apparently it was a beautiful creature at one time. And maybe it ate something different. Now it eats dust and eats whatever it can get a hold of that way. But apparently it was a different creature there before sin entered in, and the curse that was placed upon it. Then we come to this very unusual scripture here in verse 15, where God says, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed." Now here we see a very interesting statement here. There is a double meaning in verse 15. Verse 15 has two meanings. The first meaning that we generally think of is that women don't like snakes, and women dislike snakes, and people get bit on their heel by snakes. And so this is the first thought that comes to mind. "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed," or thy descendants, her descendants, "and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." When you kill a snake, you have to kill its head. You have to cut off its head. You have to destroy it by damaging the head, because that's where the control center is for the entire snake. And so you have to hit it in the head to damage and to kill it. And so we see the Lord said that the snake would bruise the heel of the woman's descendants, and the serpent, his seed, would bruise the head of the woman's seed. And so we see here a second truth involved here. not only the physical aspect of it, but there is the spiritual aspect that is pictured here. Remember, in the physiological makeup of man, man has the seed. The woman does not have any seed. The woman has the egg. And in order for children to be born, the seed of man has to be placed into the egg of the woman for the conception to take place and for eventually the birth to occur. And so this is a remarkable statement when God speaks of the seed of the woman, because this is something very unusual and something very different. Generally, when seed or descendants is spoken of, it refers to the man. In the Gospel of Luke in the New Testament, chapter 1, verse 55, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. And it always refers to the man. This man begot this man, this man begot this man, this man begot this man, and it goes on down, speaking of the seed or the descendants of the man. But this is a very strange statement where God speaks of the seed of the woman. Her seed is someone very special, seed that no man has any part in, humanly speaking. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, a wonderful prophecy was made by the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, and this is a book in the Old Testament for those of you who have an Old Testament. Isaiah 7:14, this scripture says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." This is a remarkable passage of scripture. A virgin, a woman that's never known a man sexually, is going to conceive. How in the world can she do that? And she's going to bear a child. And the child's name is going to be Emmanuel. And what does the word Emmanuel mean? It means God with us. God with us. Now, this remarkable seed of the woman that he's speaking of here is a miracle child that will be born and will be eternal God in human form, walking upon earth among human beings. This is a remarkable scripture, and we'll discuss it further next time. Goodbye.